The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Buyers will have about 150 items and opportunities to choose from during Saturday's gala and auction at Stanton's Stonewall Jackson Hotel. There's a South African photo safari, a behind-the-scenes day at the Wildlife Center of Virginia, or a work of art from The Daily Show. In December, the stars of Anchorman 2 joined Jon Stewart on the set, proving their penchant for a good joke. Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, and Paul Rudd raided the green room for gifts, which they presented to the show's host.
I don't know what to say. I did not expect that you would take all the stuff out of the green room and then bring it out here as though it was a gift, and I just thank you.
Seems really cluttered in there. So.
Yeah, no.
The Wildlife Center's director of communications was watching the show, and one of those gifts caught his eye, an original painting of a snake.
It's a beautiful snake. It actually has little Austrian crystals embedded in it.
Randy Hua thought it'd be a real draw for the center's fall fundraiser.
So I wrote to The Daily Show and told a little bit about the backstory that I had seen this piece, and that the Wildlife Center treats 2,500 animals a year, including bears and eagles and rabbits and squirrels and turtles and snakes, and would they consider donating this to our auction? The artist, whose name is Jody Morlock, is a fairly well-known artist in New York City, and she also is the makeup artist for The Daily Show. She had hung it in the green room, and she donated it to us.
Also making an appearance at the Saturday Night Gala, a one-eyed peregrine falcon. She'll perch on the gloved hand of Amanda Nicholson, the center's director of outreach.
She hatched on the Richmond Falcon Cam this spring. People watched her and her sibling grow up. And on day 3 of learning how to fly in downtown Richmond, she crashed into a building and injured her left eye.
The bird was taken to the Wildlife Center, but veterinarians could not save the eye. Unable to hunt in the wild, this feathered celebrity will now serve as a goodwill ambassador, traveling to schools and community events to help educate the public. But before she begins her tour, she'll need a name. So the Wildlife Center will auction naming rights as well. I'm Sandy Houseman.